Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to this special edition of Paranormal Down Under and Bigfoot and Company. This is Dr. John. As we're waiting for our callers to assemble, we've got a very special guest tonight. His name is Gary Opitt. He is a cryptozoologist from Australia, and he's going to be with us. He's got a brand new book out, and it's actually quite marvelous. It's called Australian Cryptozoology, and here we have greetings and welcome to Matt Delf. How are you doing tonight?
It's Friday. I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome.
It's Friday, I can tell you that. Feels like double Monday over here in Myrtle Beach, but that's okay. We're just glad to have you there. We're waiting for our buddies from Australia to get hooked in here. We'll have Jackson Samael, who's a host, and we will have Gary Opitt. So Matt, what has been going on in the Bigfoot world with you up there in southeastern or southwestern Virginia?
Well, I'm getting ready, actually, to go on expedition here this coming up week. So do a little camping and do some research out in the mountains there. So kind of getting excited about that. Just getting my list, checking it off, make sure I got everything for my trip. But other than that, just same old, same old. But
Well, now tell us, what all things are you going to take on that trip?
Well, I'm going to take, you know, the essentials. I got to take a tent. I'm going to take a lantern. I'm going to take some like a night vision camcorder. I've got flashlights, of course. Just basically your camping essentials. And I'll probably take some stuff for, you know, first aid, because I'm going to be out there and not going to be, probably won't have cell phone service or anything like that. So I'm just pretty much the camping essentials, you know, your basic water and a little bit of food and tent and some extra change of clothes. Try and pack light, though, because I don't want to carry too much out there. But
well, now, am I not correct that 911 works everywhere?
I don't know if you don't have cell phone service, I don't know if it would or not.
Well, no, I think there's a special cell phone that does that. So I don't know, but I would check, I would make absolutely sure that my cell phone was charged, and if you can have a charger with you. But I think 911 works everywhere. That is the one thing that will work because it's on special satellite network. So I'd check on that, and people forget that sometimes. They really do.
I'm looking into
anyway,
snake bite, too.
Do what?
Definitely, I'm looking into some snake bite stuff because snakes, I guess, are really bad right now from what everybody's been saying. I've been seeing them out a lot. And so I'm going to do some little looking into it and see what I can find for, like, maybe a snake bite kit. Because if it's them being that bad, then don't want to take any chances out there and get struck by a timber rattler.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Have you ever had a snake bite, Matt?
What now? I'm sorry.
You ever had a snake bite?
No, I haven't. Now, my little sister's got bit by a copperhead before, and within 10 minutes from her ankle to her knee swelled up. But knock on wood, hopefully I won't ever have to worry about a snake bite. I've almost got
okey dokey. Well, I tell you what, it looks like we are having technical problems from Australia. So I'm going to sign off with you and see if we can get everything straightened out. And maybe when do you go out in the woods?
It'll be probably be Wednesday.
It'll be Wednesday? Okay. Well, then we'll be able to redo this another time soon. So, look, thanks a lot, buddy. I will get up. Just hang tight, and I will get up with you in just a few minutes to try to figure out how we will solve our technical problem. Okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.